and now a remembrance for the technology that once had TV geeks, well, geeking out.
Ooh, what's this? The giant 50-inch plasma.
Just got an excellent deal on this Panasonic Viera plasma.
This is the 65-inch Panasonic plasma. This thing is incredible.
Well, the last plasma screen TVs are rolling off the assembly line this month.
Samsung and LG, the last manufacturers, are both stopping production. Plasma TVs were once considered the best on the market. Here's Science Friday host Ira Flatow after his first encounter back in 2001.
So I went into the stores and I saw a plasma screen. You sit there and you drool over them, but they're $8,000 to $10,000 each.
Thing is, even now that those plasma screens are cheaper, some TV experts still drool over them. CNET senior editor David Katzmeier says the picture quality is still unmatched.
It became kind of a niche product for videophiles in the last couple of years, people who really appreciated its picture quality benefits.
The problem, Katzmeier says, is that plasma had a hard time showing itself off.
Plasma actually produced a dimmer picture in stores. So when you walk into a store and saw a line of LCD TVs, it was a lot brighter and that allowed the TVs to sell better.
And Katzmeier says the marketing for those brighter LCDs was convincing to a lot of people. They made LCDs that curved. They advertised super fast pixel changes, even though plasma is in fact faster.
It turned out to be an issue where people were not listening to the right information. And, you know, we've been saying all along, you know, buy plasma TVs. And they've been our editor's choices for years.
Well, now the plasma screen appears to be going the way of the 8-track tape, the rotary dial phone, the wax cylinder.
And David Katzmeier of CNET says that is a real shame.